have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
This is Apostle P.D. Westbrook, and I want to invite you to join me here on the Elation Radio Station podcast every Saturday for Shabbat Saturday. It is going to be absolutely epic. Hallelujah. So join me 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Elation Radio with Dr. Kimmy Kim. Shabbat Saturday. Shalom.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord for today. We're trying something very different, so please be patient with us, but we're very grateful for being here. We're simulcasting on two other platforms, and I thank the Lord for those who are chiming in right now. Hallelujah. I just want to say I consider it an honor and a pleasure, hallelujah, to be before you today. So I always start off with that I want to first and foremost to acknowledge the Father, amen, because He created us specifically for His glory. The Word of God says that He created all things, and by His will, they exist and were created. We were created to worship Him, to Shabbat Him, to lift Him up, to exalt His name. And so we lift up our hands right now. We bless His name. He is Elohim. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is the Lord God that can make your bitter experiences sweet, people of God. My God, today we were created for worship. Well, hey, this is the host of Shabbat Saturday. I am Apostle Dawn P.D. Westbrook, and that's what we do. Listen, there is a great shaking in the heavenly realms going on, and we have been given the authority, as the song said, open your mouth and say something, to speak and to say something, people of God, to Shabbat, our awesome God. And as we encourage you, our listening audience on today, especially because today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, glory to God. Today on Shabbat Saturday, I am on assignment. I am here to provoke you, amen, to inspire you, to move in the realm of His glory. Hallelujah. So thank you for joining us on this afternoon. The Holy Spirit has placed on my heart something that came to mind over the course of a couple of days, and especially last night when I participated on a Clubhouse, amen, platform. And I know, and I've come to understand, that there is nothing greater in the earth than the Word of God. Even God Himself declared, I have exalted my word above my name. I have exalted my word above my name. Oh, God, hallelujah. When I say that, it just sends shocks through me because it is such a revelatory word if you just catch it in the spirit. There is nothing greater than the word of God. The Bible declares that all things were formed by the word of God. And right now, I am assured, I have confidence, hallelujah, that we need to hear a word from the Lord. So recently, when invited to a platform to speak, it was commented that I was shy. Well, in my experience, amen, in ministry and in leadership, and truthfully, I recognize and know in my knowing, very strongly, when I am graced to speak and when I should just listen. Amen. Why? Because it has become so revelatory to me and so crystal clear. I understand the power of the word we speak, and that the word should be released with an anointing, not just to tickle the people's ears, or to sound eloquent, or to gain brownie points, or like bring the Lord's peace and presence to the platform. Amen? So in leadership, too often mistakes and misuses occur because we move in charisma and personalities and not the anointing. Let me say that again. We move in charisma, my God, today, and personalities and not the anointing. And I know that that grieves the Holy Spirit, because this causes senseless and harmful ruin and destruction. Amen. If there was ever a time for us to ask the Holy Spirit to give us grace to speak with power, and when you should, just listen. According to John 6:63, it says, it is the spirit that quickeneth. Amen? The flesh profit nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Not words just to, you know, meet your fancy or to gain your interest, my God, today. So I've been giving much thought to this topic, understanding the power of the word we speak, and that word should be released with an anointing, particularly when it comes to the battle of the mind. So many people are losing their minds. I mean, literally, as we sit here, the statistics say that almost every 11 or 10 people, amen, are going through some sort of crisis and losing their mind. Why? Well, for one, it could be a lack of focus, amen. And what are you listening to? What are you hearing? What are you allowing to be in your circle? The Bible says in Proverbs 23, verse 7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. In other words, he says, or so does he become. Our actions, our choices come from our thoughts, and our thoughts stem from what we put inside our heart or our mind. And over again, God's word is telling us the importance of a thought life, amen, that is like him, and that we are to renew our mind, set our mind on things which are pleasing to the Father. But in order to do that, we must know the word. Selah. Because to ultimately know, in our knowing, the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, you need to know the word. And in order to know the word, you need to know not just the logos of the word, but the rhema of that word. That means that you have to have an intimacy and a relationship with the Holy Spirit. He allows each and every one of us, my God, today, to cooperate with him, to gain access, to gain insight, to gain strategies, amen, and to cast down and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Any thought, my God, we're going to have to give an account of. And so if that thought attempts to exalt itself above the word, it is in violation. Amen? Just about everybody that you encounter is often going through something that may not be obvious from the outside. But oh my God, the turmoil that is going on within their spirit, within their soul. They're facing a battle on the inside, and everyone that you come across, amen, or that they come across, I should say, you recognize something is just not right. They have no peace. They're battling something mentally, emotionally. Maybe it may manifest physically, amen, and bleed out into other areas of their life, in their relationships, in their workplace, in their business, in their ministry. It is my prayer today, I hope, that you'll embrace the idea, amen, that God wants you to understand that every word you speak, every word that you release, particularly over his people, let it not be done in your own strength, but let it be done by the wooing and the instruction of the Holy Spirit. What God might do through a single word spoken with the anointing is absolutely blows my mind, because it said one word from God can make all of the difference. Amen? You speak a word and you release in the atmosphere, my God, today, over your life, over the atmosphere, and you shift it, you change it, because the anointing is on the word. And if you're always talking about the negative things that you're stuck, amen, or you can't do this, or how you can't find a way to get out of a situation, or you're, you know, how you're never going to have any good luck, my God, today, you're never going to be delivered. You'll never find yourself healed. You'll never find yourself changed. Uh-uh. You're right in saying that, you know, you're responsible for every word that proceeded out of your mouth. And the question is, look around you and then look within you and ask yourself the question, what am I saying? What am I creating through my words? Instead, I believe it's important to understand and know that the Holy Spirit, that Jesus himself said that he would leave with us, the Holy Spirit of truth dwells in you. The word says when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. He is not a liar. He doesn't make things up, because he hears and speaks what the Father is saying. Amen? So he has come to guide you into all truth, and he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak and he will tell you things to come. And he will glorify the Father. Hallelujah. It says that, you know, God's thoughts are not our thoughts, neither are his ways our ways. Realize this. What you have, amen, what you have thus far in your life, what you have acquired, who you are, the person that you have become, is because of the words that you have received and the words that you have released. And so we have authority that has been given to us in Christ Jesus. Yes, you may have heard this before. I know, certainly, you know, it's a familiar saying, but Most spirit-filled people don't realize what they have. And so they're not walking in the light of their privileges or the rights that have been given to them. They have no idea how God can use them to offer someone hope or to build someone's faith, my God, today. They don't know, because they're so caught up in their own mind, their own battlefield that's waging war in them with all this negativity that's coming from social media and other platforms. And they feed on that. And what does it cause? It causes discouragement. It causes depression, oppression, my God, today. Illness, it manifests in your body and in ailments, amen. I can't talk to people with all the heartbreaking news of the world without being disheartened, but I also understand that sometimes, because words have power, they can polarize a person and put them in a place where they become stagnant, where they become fearful, my God, today. But I think it's time, as believers, if we are the blood-bought, amen, washed by the blood, and we confess the word with our mouth and believe in our heart, we're supposed to be stepping in a realm, amen, an arena that lifts people up. Our words are supposed to have life, and the life that comes from the word of God. Because the words we speak are filled with power. Our words build up, amen, but they can also crush. Proverbs 13:18 says, but the tongue has the power of life and of death. I want my words to build, amen, to strengthen, to give people confidence to believe in God, to take him at his word, amen. When he says that he will never leave you, I want them to know that to be a fact. It is not a fairy tale, amen. and that word ingrained in their heart puts them in alignment with the will and purpose of God for themselves. I would encourage you, build your faith with the word of God, because everyone you see is facing a battle that you don't know anything about. But scripture tells us that life and death, again, is in the power of our words, our tongue. Amen. Speaks according to what's in our heart. And that makes total sense to me. You just take stock for 1 second and look back over your life. I guarantee you that every one of us, amen, have got at least one memory in our life where we know we have seen the power of words that produce death to relationships, death to jobs. Oh, my God, today, how many people you know have been fired because of their mouth? How many marriages have been destroyed because of their mouth or their words? So let's use our words to benefit. Let's use our words to make the world around us a better place, people of God. Let's use our words to make our relationships better. Let's use our words to bring life and not death. Let's use our words to bring life to our children, communities, life to our church, life to our leadership. Our words that we speak should edify. Amen. They should build up, not tear down. And again, because words, especially the words that we speak coming from the Spirit of God, they are full of power, and they can heal. Hallelujah. They can heal. They can mend the broken places in us. Amen. They can minister life where there is death. They can encourage where someone is discouraged. They can build up again where one has been torn down. People get divorces over words. Families are split apart over words. Amen. Words are containers of power, and we need to choose our words very carefully. And it's time for us to step up, amen, to the plate and be accountable for our words. Take this to heart. You may hear the passion in me because it's a reality, people of God. The spiritual law is based on the same principle of seed time and harvest. The words you speak are seeds that produce after their kind. And just as sure as they are planted, you can rest assured a harvest of what you have spoken and release will follow. What we allow to come out of our mouth will manifest a harvest. And no man can tame, you know, his tongue. We need God's help. So you want to pray every day for God's help, amen, with your mouth and with your words. We're constantly speaking. Our words can have the power of life or death. I cannot stress that enough. And now some of you know this because you grew up again in homes that were dysfunctional because of words. A few words spoken to you had power of life or had a power of death in your destiny. And you can remember those words. People have insecurities and a poor self-image over words that have been spoken over them and to them. Just three or four words that maybe a parent or a teacher or a sibling or a coach said to you, and it either brought some life or it brought some death into your world. But one of the best things you can do, amen, is to bless them with words of encouragement, words of life, especially now with all that we're contending with and seeing in a world full of so much criticism, so much hatred, so much disappointment, so much negativity. As people of God, we need to lift each other up. Amen. We need to take the hand of our brother and sister and pull them up with our words. Amen. It is so evident in Genesis 1. The Bible tells us the earth was formless. It was empty. It was void. But creativity came because of the word spoken by God. He spoke, amen, into nothingness. He speaks into darkness. And he says, let there be light, and there was light. And so at the very beginning of time, he gives us, amen, the protocol of speaking the word and creating life from those words. Amen. He uses words to speak our universe into existence. And he said it was good. He used words to build up and to create into the darkness. He says light, and there was light. From the beginning, the power words, the words, the word that he spoke, the word that he released in the atmosphere, the creative power that came forth because of the word spoken. But then also we understand that sin entered into the world. God created by his creation because of the words that they spoke. Remember, they were as he was. Amen. They were made in his image. Glory to God. They were a part of his nature. When they decided to accept and receive the word spoken to them by the serpent, who was more clever than any wild animal that was created, he used words to bring death to where there was life, and to bring darkness to the soul of man that impacted all humanity. And I find that very interesting. But that didn't keep him, amen, from going even further to want to continue this process throughout generations. The moment that Eve and Adam spoke the words in their own hearts, the moment they believed those words, they gave life to them. The words that the enemy spoke, the serpent spoke. And there's the power of life, and there's the power of death illustrated again. God spoke and created and built and blessed them and gave them life. The enemy spoke, and he tempted and accused and deceived and destroyed them. My God, today. This thing about the power of words and the power of the spoken word, it is literally blowing my mind. It's just, I mean, the words are jumping off of the page of the Bible. Because our tongue, even though being a small part of our body, it makes this great bust, amen, in the words that is released, whether it be of life or of death. For example, when you... the example of a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. That is like the tongue itself. It's a fire that is within our mouth, amen, that is released with a very small part of our body, but yet it's able to corrupt the whole person and set the whole course of our life on fire itself. Satan himself could influence what I have to say, what you have to say. The words coming out of his mouth could come straight from hell itself. Amen. And anytime I use this mouth to tear someone down, control of my tongue at that moment. Anytime I use this mouth to do anything but to bring glory to God, guess who's in control of my tongue at that moment? Listen, who's using your mouth? Are you bringing glory to yourself? If so, it's Satan. He's got control of it. Amen? You and I, we have the ability to have our tongues set on fire by hell, to say things that actually pull people away from God. My God, today, that's a dangerous thing. I believe that it's important to recognize and to harness this fact. Verse 9 says, again, we praise our Father with our tongue, and with it also we're able to curse men. But the parody of that is that you're cursing men who have been created and made in God's likeness. We can't praise God with our mouth and also curse men and women who have been made in the likeness of God. Do I ever have a right to curse anyone that was made in the image of God? Do you want God seeing you on this earth cursing someone that he loves? You don't have a right to hate anyone that God created. You don't have a right to curse anyone that he has, that he loves, or that he has created. And you know what? To use your words to curse anyone that God wants to save, shame on you. I mean, really, the heart of God is Romans 5:8 of that. While we were yet sinners, he demonstrated his love for us. And out of the same mouth comes praise and cursing. Brothers and sisters, it should not be so. It should not be so. Understand, when we became a believer, we said, Lord, here am I. Here is my heart. But guess what? Here's my tongue. Hallelujah. The enemy, I believe he has so programmed the minds of people until instead of resisting him, they just sort of buddy up with him, begin to talk his language, amen, and think that they're cool or that it's popular. But out of the same mouth, you can't have blessing and cursing. Why do blessing and cursing come out of your mouth? Ask yourself that question. Yes, we are being transformed. We're in a process. But I believe the Holy Spirit shall always be the winning party, amen? Because there's blessing and cursing in your heart, maybe? Maybe because your heart is not totally surrendered? You need a new heart. You need God to change who you are and train you to speak God's word. We need to train ourselves to speak the word only. The book of Ephesians tells us, be followers of God as dear children. Followers, amen, means to imitate. We are to imitate God as a child does his father. And if a child imitates his father, he will walk like him, he will talk like him, and he will pattern his every move after him. And when I look at the life of Jesus, who is the perfect example to us all, we find what? That he spent much time in prayer. That means he was talking to the Father. He never prayed about the problem. He never prayed about the what he saw in the natural. He prayed the answer. What God said is the answer. He spoke accurately because all of God's ways are perfect, never crooked, never with a crooked speech. His conversation was always consistent of what God said. He always spoke the end results, not the problem. Hallelujah. Never did he come present problems or circumstances or even understanding that the Pharisees and the Sadducees wanted his life, or even the fact that he knew that Judas was about to betray him. He only spoke the desired result, and he used the written word of God to defeat Satan. The word of God, hallelujah, conceived in our hearts, formed in our mouths and spoken out of our mouths is that same creative power from Genesis 1. Amen. And most people today have used the words of their mouths. My God, today, the whole people in bondage. But as you begin to speak the word of God from the heart, hallelujah, the heart of God, it will produce liberty and freedom. Hallelujah. this message is not about biting your tongue, amen, or offering lip service, trying to appease people with your words. You need a heart change, a heart transformation. And if I have a changed heart, then my words will demonstrate the power and the glory of God. I don't want anything to come out of this mouth that doesn't honor him. This tongue was created by God. God made it according to his word. He said all things were created by him and for him. Hallelujah. Why did he create this tongue? To release words, to praise him, to glorify him. Hallelujah. And I believe, I really believe that we open doors for the enemy through our words. God gave us this mouth for one reason, and that's to release words of power that bring him glory. You have a mouth to glorify God and bless his people. Amen? And that's what we need, people of God. I think so often we talk more about what the enemy is doing than we do about what God's doing. We don't need to speak fear. We need to speak why? Because our words are powerful. Our words are containers for power. Your word, my word, carries our faith to the kingdom of God and dispatch angelic assistance to help us according to Psalms 103. Hallelujah. Our words can carry you into the kingdom of darkness or release you from the kingdom of darkness. And what would happen? Just think about this. What would happen within the body of Christ if the words that we spoke to people would show up on that person, my God, today? That's why we need to be careful with the words we speak, because we wouldn't take it lightly, amen? Understand the impact of what you say. Our words don't just go away. Our words, there is a spirit on the word that you release and speak in the atmosphere. And the Bible helps us to understand that our words have that kind of power. Amen? Proverbs 12 tells me the words of the reckless, the words of the thoughtless, the words of the careless pierce like swords. They do more damage than we realize. The words of the wise, or the tongue of the wise, does what? It brings healing to the healer, to the hearing, amen. And so with our words, we can destroy, or with our words, we can heal. We can bring life, and we can bring life, and we can bring change. That through Jesus himself, hallelujah, speaking through us, through his word, breaking asunder every assignment of the enemy. Our word is more powerful than any other word. Amen. And bottom line, the word overrides. It overrides all the time. The word of God is eternally established. Hallelujah. And that's what we should be speaking. So listen to his word. Speak his word. And then believe his word and watch and see what God does. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Glorify God in your body and in your spirit and in your words. Amen. And listen, do not doubt what God is saying right now. The Spirit of God is saying and has released today. Understand the power of the word we speak, and that the word should be released with an anointing. Remember, every idle word that comes forth from your mouth, you will have to give an account of. Amen? And it should be released with an anointing, not just to tickle the people's ears or sound eloquent or gain brownie points, but bring the Lord's peace and his presence to the platform. Let your words move in the anointing. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you grace to speak with power, and when you should, and when you shouldn't, and just listen. It is the Spirit, again, that quickens. Amen. The flesh profit nothing. And subsequently, the words that I speak, that you speak, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. Because we are being shifted into a season of reaping. Hallelujah. A season of reaping, people of God. Because change is here. In Jesus' name. He is God. He is Lord. He changed not. He is going to do according to all that you have what? Said and spoken. All that you have intended, you have released in your words, in your actions that become actions. Amen. We are at our place of victory. I believe that it has been spoken so much in this particular hour. Amen. Victory. Are you speaking words of victory? Are you in the presence of God, hearing him, hearing his instruction? If you are, then you know for certain that we are at our place of victory. And as one man of God says, and what? Losing is not in our DNA. Glory to God. So, Father God, I thank you that you will demonstrate and manifest your mighty word released in this hour, my God, today. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Father God, that even in their hearing, that they will go back to your word and let there be a confirmation of that which has been spoken in this particular hour on this broadcast. Today, you will hear his voice. Do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, amen, of some, in the name of Jesus. But hearken unto the Spirit of God. As he teaches you, as he instructs you, hallelujah, in his word and how to release his word. Because people of God, I'm telling you, there is power in the spoken word of God. In the word that he releases in your mouth, there is an anointing on that word in Jesus' name. You must be in the posture of obedience, though. To hear, to receive, and to act in Jesus' name. Now is the time. Now is the time. Whatever God has for you, has said to you, has instructed you to do, do that. Move in his timing. Amen. He can give you a word in season, but make sure that you have discerned the timing and the season of that word released in Jesus' name. Because as God is speaking to you today, what are you going to do? Amen. I just want to say, Father God, I pray that you fill this broadcast with your glory. And that those who are under the sound of our voices now and later on the rebroadcast, hallelujah, will experience a great manifestation of your power and your presence. Lord, I pray you touch the life and nature of God within them. Change, hallelujah, because of the word. Because of the word is taking place now in the name of Jesus. I want to say thank you again for stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday. Thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim and Elation Radio for this platform. And thank you, God's people. I pray the Lord will continue to bless you, continue to enlarge your borders and territories in Jesus' mighty name. And thank you again for joining us this Shabbat Saturday, my God, today. And for those who may want to reach out to me and contact me, I am your host, Apostle Dawn or P.D. Westbrook on Facebook. And you can reach me here on Shabbat Saturday on Clubhouse. Amen. Please come back next Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another Shabbat Saturday at this great station. And again, thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim, our producer. May the Lord God continue to use you, great woman of God. Now please close us out. Shalom, everyone.